Martin Matthews resigned over a report into his failings as Chief of Transport Ministry. Now, cast your mind back just for a moment. Let's recap this story for you. Martin Matthews was under scrutiny because he was in charge of the ministry while a large-scale fraud was carried out by one of his top managers, Joanne Harrison. Under Matthews' watch, Harrison stole $720,000 from the ministry. She is now in prison for that. Well, she also tricked another government agency into hiring her husband and got a job for a friend who was on the Ministry of Transport's payroll for 10 months, but that never turned up or didn't work exactly. The report tabled today looked into about why Martin Matthews did not act when red flags about Joanne Harrison's fraudulent activities were first raised. So fast forward today. Well, an hour before the report into Martin Matthews' failings was due to be made public, he resigned. He issued a statement saying he can't go on as Auditor General in light of the goings-on under his watch at the Transport Ministry. He said in a statement, Joanne Harrison gave me explanations that I accepted. It turns out I was wrong. I should have been more suspicious. So far, so good, right? But because Matthews resigned, the report into his actions or non-action will never be made public. And United Future Peter Dunn takes exception to that. He says it's dubious about the decision not to release the full independent Martine Weavis report to the public.
Given the extraordinary nature of the circumstances and the fact that the Auditor General has chosen to resign, I think it's pretty difficult for it not to be made public, frankly.
And New Zealand First's Winston Peters is suspicious.
And clearly there is some semblance of trying to cover one's derriere, so to speak, in this matter by not releasing the Weavis report.
David Carter is the Speaker of the House. He headed the committee that looked into Martin Matthews' failings. He joins me now. Good evening.
Good evening, Chris.
Why keep this report secret just because he resigned?
Because the report's never been finalised. We received a draft report. We then received quite a substantial rebuttal that was prepared by Mr. Matthews. As we were deliberating on the report, he then announced that he resigned, so the committee determined it was not worth doing any further work on the report and accepted his resignation.
So why not finish the report, because presumably public money went into it. Let's see the final result.
Because in this case, the matter has been resolved by the Auditor-General deciding to resign. The purpose of calling for the report was to determine his suitability in light of substantial information that's come out since he was appointed. Once he made the choice to resign, the committee, of which the five major parties are represented, they made the decision unanimously to conclude the matter and not further consider the report.
Do you see how dodgy this looks? Because, and I'll give you the example of what I'm on about here, the Auditor General has great oversight over many public departments. It's a taxpayer-funded role. He's a civil servant. Let's turn the tables, because he was a civil servant and it was on incredibly good money.
Yes, but this is a select committee that's quite different to most. And in fact, most of its workings never get released. If you think about its major role, it is to make the appointments to three officers of Parliament, the Auditor General, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, and the Ombudsman. So we receive a lot of CVs at the time we consider making appointments. I think it would be a nonsense to suggest that anybody applies for one of those jobs should then have their CVs released, even when they don't successfully get the job, for the argument of transparency.
So in this case, then, this is about protecting a former civil servant, isn't it? And his future job prospects. Is that what that's about?
No, it's not about protecting him. He was a person who was a Secretary of Transport. He was unfortunate enough to employ a highly manipulative criminal who is now in jail. Questions were raised, and he has acknowledged in his resignation today he could have acted more quickly, and in hindsight he wished he had done so. It has cost this man his job, and I think that's enough.
What then can you tell the public to reassure them that this whole process has been transparent enough for you?
Well, it's certainly been transparent enough for me, in that the purpose of the inquiry that we initiated at the request of the then Auditor-General, I might add, was to inquire into his suitability to be the Auditor-General. As we are proceeding through that inquiry and doing the work and dealing with two draft reports, he takes the opportunity to say, for the sake of the integrity of the office of the Auditor-General, one of the highest positions in the land, I think I would do more service to the Auditor-General's office by resigning, and on that basis he tendered his resignation. It seems to me that quite satisfactorily brings the matter to a conclusion.
The Speaker of the House, David Carter, thanks very much for your time this evening.
Thanks, Chris.
It is 16 past five, so what do you make of that? Would love your reaction to this. Is that enough? Flick me a text if you like, 9292ZBZB. You can also, of course, email me, chris@newstalkzb.co.nz. Now, before 6 o'clock, we'll have a report for you, the Rotorua District Council. Gee, what a public disaster, public relations disaster. You know, this is the town that's full of mud, but they go and spend $90,000 to bring in mud from Korea. Barking mad, if you ask me. We'll bring you a report on this just before 6. It is 16 past 5.